We are live here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball. Tom Ball having a good time in our joining ourselves. How you doing? There you go. The staff is here. Is fantastic. And get on out here and have a good time with us as we'll be here till 6 o'clock. Let's head to the phone lines. And we promised you Mario Edwards Jr. would join us. The guy that Clint said has been one of the most pleasant surprises since training camp and the start of this season. And I really enjoyed that sack dance, and I'm curious, is that what we're going to go with every time? Are you just changing it up, or you felt it in a moment? Are you, is that what we're going to get to see every time you get a sack?
I said I'm going to just keep it for all the home games. When I go away games, I got to find something else to do.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that. So you change it up by where you are.
Can't,
okay.
Can't yeah. use the same dance in every city, right?
Got
you got to be versatile.
I got you. I do want to get started with this. We had Travis Johnson, Florida State, loved you. He talked about you a couple of weeks ago saying, man, watch out. He's a guy that can get double-digit sacks in this system. And he brought up the system that you're coming to now, and he's not the first person. We've talked to multiple people, including your head coach, D'Amico Ryan, saying that Mario is finally in a system that can really show his skill set. Is that something that you are looking at now in your years in the NFL, seeing that this system is something that you were made to play in?
Absolutely, man. I just appreciate and I love the attack style defense, man. It's not much thinking. It's one-on-one, beat the man in front of you and dominate your man. So I appreciate that and I love that. That's kind of been my whole style since I stepped foot on the football field, to play fast, physical, to the echo of the whistle. And I feel like this system does just that.
Fast, physical, to the echo of the whistle. I played a little ball with your pops 1-5 back in the day, man. So it doesn't surprise me. You got a little something too. You can go a little bit, but I appreciate you showing up and showing out in training camp and so far in the season, because it gives me a good, easy, cheap way to remind everybody that I played a little bit of ball back in the day, man. So I greatly appreciate you, Rio.
Thank you.
How's your pops doing, man?
He's doing good, man. He's coaching in North Forney right now. So he's still coaching my younger brother, who is a senior right now in high school, playing defensive back as well. So we'll see how that's going to go.
Where's he going to school? He going to play in school somewhere? Or is he going to follow in y'all's footsteps, or what's going on with that?
I think he's verbally committed to Arizona, but he still has to play out his senior year. So I'm not sure if that's going to be his final decision.
Oh, there ain't nothing wrong with Arizona, though. It's nice out there, brother. Talk to us a little bit about Minnesota, man. Minnesota obviously coming up, and this offense. It's 2 weeks. I don't really know what to make of Sam Darnold and this offense as a whole yet. I don't know that anybody really knows their identity yet after two games. But what are you seeing from Minnesota up front, and what do you think you guys will be able to take advantage of?
Just watching the past couple games and preseason and stuff, it's a team that wants to impose their will with the run game. And I feel like we have to be physical up front. I feel like the game is going to be won up front. If we can be physical and dominate and assault the pocket, and we can keep them in the pocket, then that helps the DBs and it helps the second level to go out there and make plays as well.
Mario Edwards Jr. joins us, who has been, as Clint said, a big surprise, pleasant surprise since training camp and stepping in the lineup, and the entire front, the D line in these first two games, we've seen you being able to have the ability to have real great success stopping the run, as well as getting pressure on the quarterback, and the number y'all did on Caleb Williams. Well, I bet you he ain't never had a day that rough. What is going into you guys in particular up front, being able to apply the pressure, not just from the edges that people thought, but also from the interior as well?
It's kind of just, man, we set a standard in the D-line room, man. And once we set that standard, we try not to fall off of it at all or too much at all. And, you know, we want to get to the point to where, you know, when we have great games, a lot of pressures or sacks, that it's kind of common. It's not something that just happens here and there. So we try to hold ourselves to a high standard in that D-line room and understand that we're the engine of the defense. So that's kind of how we put our mindset.
Hey, one thing that happened last week that it's good you got a W, but I'm sure it's been a topic of conversation in the locker room with D'Amico and heck, maybe even the D-line room specifically. But the penalties last week You know, yeah, that y'all are a hell of a football team to be able to come overcome that level of penalties. You know, what's the conversation been around those and getting that part of the game right?
Those are just self-inflicted wounds, man. Once we can start, you know, get everything firing on all cylinders, I think we're going to be great, man. I still feel like we haven't played our best ball yet. And it's just a lot of things that were self-inflicted, you know, nothing that the other team did. So the fact is we just have to correct ourselves. And once we do that, everything will be good.
As Clint talked about the Vikings a little bit more, as we are joined here with Mario Edwards Jr., for you all, what in your mind, what you guys been talking about this week? I know they've got some weapons, and Justin Jefferson, the tight end, is pretty good. They've got some guys around there. What's the number one thing that you guys have been talking about that you've got to kind of stop, the thing that's the biggest priority for this defense coming into this game?
Everyone knows that Justin Jefferson and tight end, they have playmakers on that side of the ball. But in order for the ball to get into their hands, the quarterback has to get it there. So we're really focusing on the D-line being physical up front, stopping a run, and trying to make that offense one-dimensional.
Mario, we can't have a big fella on the air with us and in a city like Houston and not get your top restaurants around the city, man. Give us your top two or three restaurants around the city.
Man, I'm gonna be honest with you. Since I've been here, man, I've been to work, grocery store, and home, and back to and in that order. So I haven't really got a chance to get out and see what Houston has to offer in the food section.
Well, you got something to look forward to, I tell you that. You're damn sure D'Amico and Nick Casario's guy if you ain't been out to the restaurants yet.
I'm about to say, what's your favorite grocery store?
Mario, you mean to tell me you ain't slid by that old Papa Do's right there by NRG Stadium?
Oh, no, Papa Do's is my favorite. I eat Papa Do's in Dallas when I'm home, back at home in the off season. So Papa Do's is one of my favorites. So the fact that that's right there towards NRG, that was a plus.
All right, Mario, man, we appreciate you joining us, man, and good luck and continue to roll through. We watched it. Travis said he feels like you can get double-digit sacks. He said you can get 10 sacks in this defense, so you already got one down. We'll see if you can continue rolling through. But good luck coming up on Sunday and a big one against the Vikings.
All right, thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, that's Mario Edwards Jr. Maybe we should send Everett a list of restaurants that maybe Mario Edwards needs to go visit.
Ooh, that's an idea.
I
seen the look in your eye, Clint. You're a little disappointed he hadn't tried that out yet.
I'm not disappointed. I mean, I know Dad. I know Dad. And Dad was – he damn sure hit the restaurant scene. And that struck me as an answer that – He may or may not have been asked to drop a couple of LBs when he got here or watch what he eats, and he can't go on the air. He's smarter. He's too sharp to go on the air and talk about all the restaurants that he's been to, knowing that they're probably on Weight Watch. That's what that strikes me as.
I just believe Mario slid into some Mexican.
There ain't no doubt.
I just believe Mario slid into.
He's been down here for a handful of months. Like you said, home is Dallas for him, so this ain't his first rodeo in Houston, so. Yeah, man, I got to believe he hadn't slid through El Tiempo or a couple of these other restaurants down here. Something be wrong with him.
I just don't believe he ain't slid to Frenchie's and got him a box of chicken.
Ooh, that's a good one if he hadn't. He needs to.
I just don't believe he did that. Frenchie's is always my spot that I go to when I say, you know what, Monday I'm about to start it.